భగవద్గీత 3.21. యద్యదాచరతి శ్రేష్ఠస్తత్తదేవేతరో జనః సయత్ ప్రమాణం కురుతే లోకస్తదను వర్తతే. సో హియర్ కృష్ణ ఇస్ టెలింగ్ దట్ యద్యద్ ఆచరతి శ్రేష్ఠస్, యాజ్ ద గ్రేట్ పీపుల్ యాక్ట్ తత్తద్ ఏవేతరో జనః, అదర్స్ ఆల్సో యాక్ట్ సిమిలర్లీ. సయత్ ప్రమాణం కురుతే, whatever standards they said, state, lokastad anuvartate, others emulate those standards. So essentially, Krishna is stating here that we all can learn,
and we all do learn
from the examples of our leaders. And if we are leaders, then we have to set examples for others. The caliber of a society is largely determined by the caliber of its leaders. Even if we look at recent Indian history, or recent world history for that matter, you know, even say 50, 70, 100 years ago, the inspiring people for the people in general were usually some leaders who stood for some principles. Nowadays, often the most glamorized in the media are the movie stars and the sports stars, and they offer only entertainment and nothing more than that. But they become the models, and what people learn from them primarily is the fashions. Oh, wear this, dye your hair like this, adopt this fashion or whatever. So neither are the people leaders very extraordinary in the sense of having a substantial character, nor is what people learn from them very important. But that's how people get caught in the trivial, and thus they become entrapped. Now, in general, we are social beings, and as social beings, we do not need to get confirmation, vindication, reiteration, affirmation of what we are doing. Otherwise, we start often doubting ourselves. Am I doing the right thing? So, when we want to make decisions, we want that others approve us. You know, we all need, it can at an extreme level become an approval addiction. But at a basic level, it is just our need for belonging. And when we do something, we wonder whether, okay, doing for this particular thing, will it make me more accepted and respected in my social circle, or will it alienate me from that social circle? And to make this decision, we often look at those who are very widely respected in the social circle. Okay, this person is so famous, this person is so popular, and this person does like this. So maybe if I do like that also, then I will also be able to get this. So in this way, essentially, we determine our actions based on the actions of those who are the leaders, or at least the opinion leaders. So now, who are the leaders in society? In the traditional context, and to some extent today's context also, the parents are the first leaders for the children. The children are first born, and once they start growing enough to recognize other people, then for them, the parents are like the be-all and end-all. And then they, as they grow further, then they move on to Especially another formative influence is their teacher. They go to school. Of course, if there are other students who are leader, who are of leader type, then that also affects them. And further beyond that, the teachers, beyond the teachers and the peers, especially those who are their liked peers, they also get nowadays a lot of influence from the media and the culture. In fact, with the onslaught of the pervasiveness and the onslaught of the media, often children spend more time in front of a TV than they spend in front of anything else. So, because of that enormous amount of time that they spend in front of TV or in terms of in front of things which give them virtual impressions of things, so they basically get lost in fantasy worlds where the fantasy models become their examples. Now, entertainment is one thing, but imagining the entertainment reality to be something which can become a reality, especially when children don't have the capacity to differentiate between the two, that can be very harmful. So, as they grow older, then also the media keeps influencing their choices a lot. And fashions especially, we can say, are a good example of how Tattadevetarojanaha. It was George Bernard Shaw who said that fashion is a form of ugliness so intolerable that we have to change it every few months. Now, why do people change it? Because they're leaders. Some film star, some model, they suddenly appear in some different kind of clothes, and then people want to wear those kind of clothes. Now, actually speaking, when we become spiritualists, often we do so because we found some inspiring spiritual teachers, some inspiring spiritual guides. And also when we start practicing spirituality, it becomes our responsibility to set example for others. Because quite often, people get alienated from God, not so much because of any hatred against God, but as it is because of disenchantment with those who are supposed to be devoted to God. Often, hypocritical theists are the greatest cause of atheism. As it is said, as a bumper sticker said, "Oh God, save me from your evangelists." So people sometimes in their zeal, they appear so fanatical to others that the people in general get alienated. So it is important for us as devotees, as we feel inspired in our spiritual life and we see good examples, and when we feel de-inspired, we feel demotivated, disillusioned, disenchanted, when we see senior devotees who are supposed to set an example, good example, behaving in uninspiring or anti-inspiring ways, same applies to us also. That the others are going to see us. And now, setting an example can mean many things. At one level, it means showing basic human sensitivity and culture. Srila Prabhupada said that devotees should be perfect gentlemen and ladies. That means that people should be able to appreciate, even according to mundane standards of behavior and conduct, that these devotees are good people. They're people whom I can appreciate, even admire. And beyond that, of course, there are the spiritual standards of devotion that a devotee is expected to follow. And the devotee follows that too. And in this way,
we can ourselves set examples and
help others to select the right role models. Now, we can't say that we will be role models. There are far greater devotees and spiritual teachers and guides than us. But often, in our social circle, we may meet the only person who is spiritualist in our circle. And whether we like it or not, people are going to acquire their spiritual impressions from us. And based on whatever way we behave, then people will decide whether, okay, I want to find out more about this thing that you are doing. And then they will meet other spiritual teachers, maybe a spiritual master or other senior devotees. And in that way, they can get more connected and inspired. So Krishna is telling Arjuna in this context that you are a social leader. You are a member of the royal family. You are the foremost archer. And you need to set a good example, because people are going to follow you. So if you abandon the war field, then people in general will also abandon the war field. And that will lead to people in general abandon their duties, seeing that you have abandoned the duty. And that will lead to overall disaster. Therefore, Arjuna, don't do such a thing. Thank you.